This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden defended his decisions in Afghanistan in an address to the United States on Tuesday and called the U.S. airlift to extract more than 120,000 Afghans, Americans, and other allies to end a 20-year war a, quote, extraordinary success. The more than 100 Americans and thousands of Afghans remain behind. A day after the last American C-17 cargo plane roared off from Kabul, Biden stood by his decision to end America's longest war and withdraw all U.S. troops ahead of an August 31st deadline. He said he was not going to extend what he called a forever war. Biden has faced tough questions about the way the U.S. went about leaving Afghanistan, a chaotic evacuation with some violence, including a suicide bombing last week that killed 13 American service members and 169 Afghans. But he said it was inevitable the final departure from two decades of war would have been difficult with likely violence, no matter when it was planned and conducted. In addition to all the questions at home, Biden is also adjusting to a new relationship with the Taliban, the Islamist militant group the U.S. toppled after the September 11, 2001 attacks in America, and is now once again in power in Afghanistan. Biden has tasked Secretary of State Antony Blinken to coordinate with international partners to hold the Taliban to their promise of safe passage for Americans and others who want to leave in the days ahead. Biden has also pushed back on criticism that he fell short of his pledge to get all Americans out of the country ahead of the U.S. military withdrawal. He claims 90% of Americans in Afghanistan who wanted to leave were able to. This is VOA News. The U.S. Gulf states of Louisiana and Mississippi are taking stock Tuesday of the disaster inflicted by powerful Hurricane Ida as receding floodwaters begin to reveal the full extent of damage along the U.S. Gulf Coast as the death toll rises to 4. The major city of New Orleans is still mostly without power nearly 2 days after Ida slammed into the Louisiana coast as a Category 4 storm, exactly 16 years after devastating Hurricane Katrina, which killed more than 1,800 people. 4 deaths have been confirmed as crews began fanning out in boats and off-road vehicles searching in communities cut off by the giant storm. New Orleans Airport said all incoming and outgoing flights scheduled for Tuesday were canceled. Airlines have already scrapped nearly 200 flights on Wednesday. Ida knocked out power for more than a million properties across Louisiana, according to an outage tracker, most of which were still out Tuesday during late summer high temperatures. Countries neighboring Libya wrapped up their meeting Tuesday in Algeria with calls for foreign fighters and mercenaries to be pulled out from the conflict-stricken North African nation. The two-day meeting also urged Libyan parties to stick to a political roadmap that ended hostilities last year and set parliamentary and presidential elections for December. The meeting hosted by Algeria was attended by foreign ministers of Egypt, Tunisia, Sudan, Chad, and Niger. Those countries have for years been concerned over the chaos in Libya. Libya has been racked by chaos since a NATO-backed uprising toppled longtime dictator Muammar Gaddafi in 2011 and split the country between a UN-supported government in the capital and rival authorities in the east. Police in Peru said 26 passengers died, including a child, and 22 were injured when a bus plummeted from a cliff early Tuesday, the country's third multiple-victim transport accident in 4 days. The accident happened some 60 kilometers or 37 miles east of the capital, Lima. The police department tweeted earlier that a search and rescue effort was underway for possible survivors and to recover bodies. A police commander told TV Peru, quote, recklessness contributed to Tuesday's accident, adding that the bus had been traveling at a high speed. It hit a rock and plunged into an abyss some 200 meters deep, according to survivors. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com or follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.